We agree. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 245. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm glad you're with me today. Our reading is Psalms 105 through 107, and then I'll have a few comments. Shall we pray? Our loving Heavenly Father, thank you for your steadfast mercy. We ask that your Holy Spirit would touch our hearts as we read today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 105. Praise the Lord and pray in His name. Tell everyone what He has done. Sing praises to the Lord. Tell about His miracles. Celebrate and worship His holy name with all your heart. Trust the Lord and His mighty power. Remember His miracles and all His wonders and His fair decisions. You belong to the family of Abraham, His servant. You are His chosen ones, the descendants of Jacob. The Lord is our God, bringing justice everywhere on earth. He will never forget His agreement or His promises, not in thousands of years. God made an eternal promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when He said, "I'll give you the land of Canaan." At the time, there were only a few of us, and we were homeless. We wandered from nation to nation, from one country to another. God did not let anyone mistreat our people. Instead, He protected us by punishing rulers and telling them, "Don't touch my chosen leaders or harm my prophets." God kept crops from growing until food was scarce everywhere in the land. But He had already sent Joseph, sold as a slave, into Egypt with chains of iron around his legs and neck. Joseph remained a slave until his own words had come true and the Lord had finished testing him. Then the king of Egypt set Joseph free and put him in charge of everything he owned. Joseph was in command of the officials, and he taught the leaders how to use wisdom. Jacob and his family came and settled in Egypt as foreigners. They were the Lord's people, so He let them grow stronger than their enemies. They served the Lord, and He made the Egyptians plan hateful things against them. God sent His servant Moses. He also chose and sent Aaron to His people in Egypt, and they worked miracles and wonders there. Moses and Aaron obeyed God, and He sent darkness to cover Egypt. God turned their rivers into streams of blood, and the fish all died. Frogs were everywhere, even in the royal palace. When God gave the command, flies and gnats swarmed all around. In place of rain, God sent hailstones and flashes of lightning. He destroyed their grapevines and their fig trees, and He made splinters of all the other trees. God gave the command, and more grasshoppers came than could be counted. They ate every green plant and all the crops that grew in the land of Egypt. Then God took the life of every firstborn son. When God led Israel from Egypt, they took silver and gold, and no one was left behind. The Egyptians were afraid and gladly let them go. God hid them under a cloud and guided them by fire during the night. When they asked for food, He sent more birds than they could eat. God even split open a rock and streams of water gushed into the desert. God never forgot His sacred promise to His servant Abraham. When the Lord rescued His chosen people from Egypt, they celebrated with songs. The Lord gave them the land and everything else the nations had worked for. He did this so that His people would obey all His laws. Shout praises to the Lord. Psalm chapter 106. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His loyal love endures. Who can adequately recount the Lord's mighty acts or relate all His praiseworthy deeds? How blessed are those who promote justice and do what is right all the time. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Pay attention to me when you deliver, so I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones. Rejoice along with your nation, and boast along with the people who belong to you. We have sinned like our ancestors. We have done wrong. We have done evil. Our ancestors in Egypt failed to appreciate your miraculous deeds. They failed to remember your many acts of loyal love. And they rebelled at the sea, by the Red Sea. Yet He delivered them for the sake of His reputation, that he might reveal his power. He shouted at the Red Sea and dried it up. He led them through the deep water as if it were a desert. He delivered them from the power of the one who hated them and rescued them from the power of the enemy. The water covered their enemies. Not even one of them survived. They believed his promises. They sang praises to him. They quickly forgot what he had done. They did not wait for his instructions. In the wilderness, they had an insatiable craving for meat. They challenged God in the desert. He granted their request, then struck them with a disease. In the camp, they resented Moses and Aaron, the Lord's holy priest. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It engulfed the group led by Abiram. Fire burned their group. The flames scorched the wicked. They made an image of a calf at Horeb and worshipped a metal idol. They traded their majestic God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They rejected the God who delivered them, the one who performed great deeds in Egypt, amazing feats in the land of Ham, mighty acts by the Red Sea. He threatened to destroy them, but Moses, his chosen one, interceded with him and turned back his destructive anger. They rejected the fruitful land. They did not believe his promise. They grumbled in their tents. They did not obey the Lord. So he made a solemn vow that he would make them die in the desert, make their descendants die among the nations, and scatter them among foreign lands. They worshipped Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. They made the Lord angry by their actions, and a plague broke out among them. Phinehas took a stand and intervened, and the plagues subsided. This brought him a reward, an eternal gift. They made him angry by the waters of Meribah, and Moses suffered because of them, for they aroused his temper, and he spoke rashly. They did not destroy the nations as the Lord had commanded them to do. They mixed in with the nations and learned their ways. They worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted by bloodshed. They were defiled by their deeds and unfaithful in their actions. So the Lord was angry with his people and despised the people who belonged to him. He handed them over to the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them. They were subject to their authority. Many times he delivered them, but they had a rebellious attitude and degraded themselves by their sin. He took notice of their distress when he heard their cry for help. He remembered his covenant with them and relented because of his great loyal love. He caused all their conquerors to have pity on them. Deliver us, O Lord our God. Gather us from among the nations. Then we will give thanks to your holy name and boast about your praiseworthy deeds. The Lord God of Israel deserves praise in the future and forevermore. Let all the people say, "We agree. Praise the Lord." Psalms 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures. Let those delivered by the Lord speak out, those whom he delivered from the power of the enemy and gathered from foreign lands, from east and west, from north and south. They wandered through the wilderness on a desert road. They found no city in which to live. They were hungry and thirsty. They fainted from exhaustion. They cried out to the Lord in their distress. He delivered them from their troubles. He led them on a level road, that they might find a city in which to live. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loyal love and for the amazing things he has done for people. For he has satisfied those who thirst, and those who hunger he has filled with food. They sat in utter darkness, bound in painful iron chains, because they had rebelled against God's commands and rejected the instructions of the sovereign king. So he used suffering to humble them. They stumbled and no one helped them up. They cried out to the Lord in their distress. He delivered them from their troubles. He brought them out of the utter darkness and tore off their shackles. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loyal love and for the amazing things he has done for people. For he shattered the bronze gates and hacked through the iron bars. They acted like fools in their rebellious ways and suffered because of their sins. They lost their appetite for all food, and they drew near the gates of death. They cried out to the Lord in their distress. He delivered them from their troubles. He sent them an assuring word and healed them. He rescued them from the pits where they were trapped. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loyal love, for the amazing things He has done for people. Let them present thank offerings and loudly proclaim what He has done. Some traveled on the sea in ships and carried cargo over the vast waters. They witnessed the acts of the Lord, His amazing feats on the deep water. He gave the order for a windstorm, and it stirred up the waves of the sea. They reached up to the sky, then dropped into the depths. The sailors' strength left them because the danger was so great. They swayed and staggered like a drunk, and all their skill proved ineffective. They cried out to the Lord in their distress. He delivered them from their troubles. He calmed the storm, and the waves grew silent. The sailors rejoiced because the waves grew quiet, and He led them to the harbor they desired. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loyal love and for the amazing things He has done for people. Let them exalt Him in the assembly of the people. Let them praise Him in the place where the leaders preside. He turned streams into a desert, springs of water into arid land, and a fruitful land into a barren place because of the sin of its inhabitants. As for His people, He turned a desert into a pool of water, and a dry land into springs of water. He allowed the hungry to settle there, and they established a city in which to live. They cultivated fields and planted vineyards, which yielded a harvest of fruit. He blessed them so that they became very numerous. He would not allow their cattle to decrease in number. As for their enemies, they decreased in number and were beaten down because of painful distress and suffering. He would pour contempt upon princes and made them wander in a wasteland with no road. Yet He protected the needy from oppression and cared for His families like a flock of sheep. When the godly see this, they rejoice, and every sinner shuts his mouth. Whoever is wise, let him take note of these things. Let them consider the Lord's acts of loyal love. Beloved, let's take a second look at Psalm 106. The chapter opens with a call to praise the Lord and give thanks because He is good and His loyal love endures. In fact, the first five verses are a joy to read. We're sort of saying, yes, amen, along with the author. And then at verse 7, things take a darker tone. The author confesses that we have sinned like our ancestors. There is talk of sin and judgment, betrayal and anger, deliverance and forgetfulness. And then, in the second to the last verse, the writer pleads for God to deliver us. He promises to give thanks and to tell of God's marvelous deeds. And the last verse proclaims that the Lord God of Israel deserves praise forever and urges everyone to say, "We agree, praise the Lord." What I make of this is that even in the midst of judgment and pain, God is worthy of praise. Why? Because, as it says in the very first verse, His loyal love endures forever. Judgment and anger don't come because God no longer loves us. On the contrary, if God didn't love us, He would be indifferent to us. Indifference is the opposite of love, after all. If He didn't love us, He would turn us over to our own wicked ways, which we know from Scripture that He does do to those who've hardened their hearts to Him. But if we seek Him, if we turn from our rebellion, His love for us is shown by forgiveness and redemption. As a matter of fact, God already proved that over 2,000 years ago with the death and resurrection of Jesus, His Son. We have only to accept that fact and believe that He died for our sins to experience that loyal and enduring love. I'm so glad I don't have to depend on my own effort or my own faithfulness. I fail more often than I care to admit. But He sees it all, and He offers forgiveness. The Lord God of Israel deserves praise in the future and forevermore. Say with me, "We agree, praise the Lord." What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 245, or just check that podcast app of yours. Tomorrow we are going to read Proverbs 22. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Praise the Lord. Bye.